Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Lamed Ches. We are up to Siv Beis. The last three words on page Kuf Nun Aleph as we turn on to page 302. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Im Yesh Lo Chok Kavua Lilmod Kach V'Kach Liyom. If a person had a set amount that he learns every single day, he had a busy day and he wasn't able to be mashlim all that he normally learns, so yashlimenu balayla miyod. So he should be mashlim whatever he missed during the day at night right away. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains, it's brought down over here in note number 15, that miyad doesn't mean immediately when night comes he does it. It means he does it right away that night, but not necessarily the first minute of night. That's what it means, miyad. But the Mechaber is telling us that if a person had a set amount that he learns each day, and he had a busy day, he missed out, he must be mashlim that night. The Mishabura begins on page 302 of Sivkatan Gimel. He has a chokavua. So ayin la'el besimin kuf nun hei sif aleph uv Mishabura sham. So let's just look at note number 12 and 13, a little chazara. Sham kosav shekol adam tzarech shiyeh lo eis kavua kalyom. There we said that every person has to have a set time to learn every day. He should not miss his set time for learning, even if he has a chance to make a lot of money. Even one who does not know how to learn, he should at least spend some time going to the Beis Medrash, and he will get Schar Alicha. Note 13, the Mishabur over there says, the best time to be koveya your itim latorah during the day is right after Shachris, mishum yelchu mechayel ochayel. V'gam shim yelech kodem la'asakav. If you're first going to go to work, yeshlach shel shema yimshel v'yizbatel mekviyus. So the concern is, your work might get carried away, and you will be mevatel your kviyus of learning. Says the Mishabura of Kotan Dalet, if you miss your learning during the day, yashimenu balayla, make it up at night, kolomer. Afilu balaylo saktsorim. Even on the short summer nights, you must stay up later at night in order to finish up that which you have to learn. And don't delay it till the next day. Because tomorrow you have tomorrow's chiyuvim. Today's chiyuvim you must do today. If you didn't do it today, you must do it tonight before tomorrow's chiyuvim start again. If you're going to push out to tomorrow you have the chiyuvim, but tomorrow it's going to end up that you didn't finish today's requirements. And that will be something that is crooked, that will not be able to be fixed. You're going to lose it forever, the learning that you should have done today. Sivkatan hey, we said that you should be mashlim at night right away. V'havei neder, it's like a neder, because I mean like the Gemara Nedarim tells us. Ha'omer eshne perek zeh, neder godo noder l'lokei Yisrael. The Gemara says in the Nedarim, one who says I will learn this perek, that is a great neder to Hashem. V'isa v'yardeya simen reish yudalat sif alef dim nog lasos davar tov, a person had a minug to do a good thing. Im hoya daito lino came la'olam, if when he started he had plans of continuing it forever. Have a nether, it's a nether. V'tov sheyasne b'tchilo shelo yeh olav davar zeh b'nether. And therefore when you start doing a new hanhaga that you plan on doing for the future, you should always say that you're doing it b'li nether. Penny is damen ezapam shelo yuchal hashlim, because the time might come that you will not be able to be mashlim. In note 18 he does point out, V'imosar moda b'erev Rosh Hashanah. When we do Atara Sadar and Erev Rosh Hashanah, after they say Hakol Mechulam Lach, so then the one who's doing Atara Sadar says, Areni Mosar moda lifnechem ani mevatel mikanul habakol nadarim. We are mevatel in the future the nadarim we're going to make in that year. So the Shalos and Shuvah Salmas Chaim says, Shilu Inyan Minag Tov Efshel Lismoch Al Kach. You can rely on that, that it's not a neder, any Hanhaga Tova you started that year. And the stipler shall das rishona shehisne be'er Rosh Hashanah hu osa, that whatever you start doing, you have that in mind, and therefore it would not be chal as an actual neder. That concludes Siman Reish Lamed Ches, and now we are going to begin Siman Reish Lamed Ches on page 302, Din Kriyashma al Mitaso, the halachas of Kriyashma al Hamita. We will start Sif Aleph today, and we will finish it in Mitzvah Hashem in the next year. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Korei Almitaso Parsha Rishona Shel Shema. We read on our beds the first Parsha of Kriya Shema, Umavarech Hamapil Chevle Sheina Al Einai. And then we say the Bracha of Hamapil. The Rama says, the Yikra Kriya Shema Somach L'mitaso, one should say Kriya Shema close to his bed. The Ein Ochlim V'shosim V'lo Medabim Achar Kriya Shema She'al Mitaso. We do not eat or drink or speak after saying Kriya Shema L'mita. Ela Yishan Miyad, rather a person goes to sleep right away. She'nemar, because the Pasuk says, Imru B'vavchem Al Mishkavchem V'domu Sela. That after you're saying Al Vavchem, and Mishkavchem, referring to Kriya Shema, V'dom Vusela, then you're silent, you go to sleep. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Aleph, we say Parsha Rishon of Kriya Shema, very important Mishnah Berurah, brings up a couple of points that we've been discussing. The Im Hispalel Arvis Mibod Yom, with that day you daven Ma'ariv at an early minyan, Tzorech Likros Kol HaParshios, you must read all three Parshios. Now even though we saw earlier a machlokas of whether you should say the first two parshios or if you also have to say the third one. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah says stam that you have to repeat all three parshios if you said Kriya Shema too early. Not only that, v'yechavein lo tzeis b'hem ha-mitzas asei shel Kriya Shema. You have to have in mind when you're saying the Kriya Shema at night, all three parshios, that you've been yotzei with that, your mitzvah asei daraisa of Kriya Shema. V'gam ha-mitzvah shel zechiras yitzias mitzrayim, and also the mitzvah of remembering yitzias mitzrayim. V'tov lomar tomid kol Kriya Shema. But actually, even if you daven Ma'ariv in the proper time, after Seizel Gachavim, it's a good idea to always say all three parshas of Kriya Shema al mitaso. Shehi ramach tevos, because there's 248 words, b'seir of Kel Melech Neman, together with the first three words of Kel Melech Neman, lishmor ramach evarav. As we know, that Kriya Shema al mitaso is a protection, so you get your 248 limbs protected. In note number two, he points out, She'ein, that we learned earlier from the Mishnah Berurah, She'ein kedai lismuch al Kriya Shema she'al mitaso. We said l'chatchila, if you have to repeat Kriya Shema, it should not be coinciding with your Kriya Shema l'mita. The Mishnah Berurah told us, it does work, like we're saying over here, but ideally it should be separate. You should say the first three parshas of Kriya Shema alone with the proper kavana to fear Hashem and the proper kavana to be yotzei your mitzvah, and then you'll say Kriya Shema again for the Kriya Shema alamita. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Katan Beis, Umavarach Hamapil. First the Mechaber said you say Kriya Shema, and then he says you say the Baruch of Hamapil. Miloshen HaShulchararach Mashma, the clear mashmos from the language of the Mechaber is, the Birchas Hamapil Omer Achar Kriya Shema. The Baruch of Hamapil comes after you already said Kriya Shema, that makes a lot of sense. That way the bracha of Amapil, which is on the sleep, will come right before you go to sleep. And that which you say, all the other psukkim that we'll discuss more in the next year. Afterwards, since all of these psukkim that we're saying around Kriya Shema L'mita is all for protection, lo havi hefsik, it's all not considered hefsik between Amapil and the sleeping. So you don't want Kriya Shema there. The Mechaber says you say Kriya Shema first, then you say Amapil, and the Psukim that you say afterwards will not be a problem. That will be considered, they're there for Shmira, it won't be a Hesek. V'yesh medatikin levarech Amapil b'sof achar kol ha-psukim. Even though we said it's not a Hesek, l'maisa some are makbid to say Amapil at the end after you say all the Psukim of Shmira. And there are achronim that agree that you should say hamapil first, the achar kach Kriya Shema. Unlike the way the Mechaber has it, they say hamapil first, and they then say Kriya Shema v'yeser psukei derachmi, and then you'll say the other psukim of rachmim kamosh nitfas besidurim, like it is brought down in the sidurim. Now, if you look at the Shaar Tzion and Oschess, if you're saying hamapil first, how are you saying Kriya Shema afterwards? Why isn't that a hefsek? So says, if Kotel Ches and the Shaar Tzion, Velo Havia Kriya Shema Hesek. Kriya Shema will not be a Hesek. The Kriya Shema Nami Mishum Shmirahu. Because Kriya Shema is also there for Shmira. The Kol Shekein Yeser HaPsukim, and certainly the rest of the Psukim. The Gam, the Yeser HaPsukim, Kriya Shema Richta Damya. Also says the Grah, the other Psukim are like an extension of Kriya Shema. They're all there for protection. So if you say Amapil first, and then you say Kriya Shema HaPsukim, it will not be considered a Hefsek. There is an interesting note in the back of the Sefer, note number 3, on the bottom of page 64 in the back. He says, Ubibir Das HaShulchan Aruch, Kriya Shema Nechshev LaHefsek. So what's Pshat in the Mechaber? Here we're saying now, for those who say Amapil, then Kriyashma is not a Hefzik, it's only there for Shmira. So why is the Mechaber saying to say Kriyashma before Amapil? Why is Kriyashma considered a Hefzik according to the Mechaber? So says the Magen Avraham, the Mechaber holds she Kriyashma she'alamita eina mishum Shmira. That sheet holds that it's not because of Shmira. If it was because of Shmira, it would not be a Hefzik. Ela mishum shetzorach lishol mitoch divrei Torah. We want to go to sleep mitoch divrei Torah, and therefore that's why we say Kriyashma, not because of Shmira, and therefore the divrei Torah would in fact be a hefsek between Amapil and the sleep, and therefore you would say it first. Continues the Mishabura, we are in the fourth line of Sefkatan Beis. V'nira de lamaisa yisnag ha'odam efitivo. How should a person should be knowing? We see here a major machlokas, Kriyashma Amapil or Amapil and Kriyashma. A person should go according to his nature. Dainu, meaning to say, im tivo leheirodim be'emtza kriyashma, if you're that guy that you always fall asleep in the middle of kriyashma lamita, so then tov yoser sheyaktim birchas amapil madesher. Then you want to make sure you chap the bracha, you want to see amapil as early as possible. Vim im tivo lozeh, if you're not that person that falls asleep so fast, tov yoser la'acher birchas amapil al-basof, then it'll be better to push off the bracha of amapil till after you say everything else and say amapil last. Sifkatan Gimel, the Ramah said that you should read Kriyashma Samach Lumitaso, Velo Yikra Kriyashma Kishi Kones Lishon. Don't say Kriyashma right away when you go into bed. Elo Kishiroa Shashena Bolov. Only when you see that sleep is starting to overcome you, then you should say Kriyashma. If you're going to bed, you're going to spend some time there. Don't say it yet. However, Aval Bekneses Agdolo Koso Shiyesh Likros Miyod. The Knesset Agdolo argues, he says, you should say Kriyashma right away when you get into bed. Because you might fall asleep and you won't end up saying it, so you shouldn't waste any time. Say Kriyashma right away. And don't worry the fact that you're saying it right when you get into bed, you're not falling asleep right away. Don't worry about a hefsek. A hefsek is only, like we said before, if you eat or you drink or you speak, you do something else. But that was you're sitting and you're silent, low mikri hefsek. That's not called a hefsek. Even if it takes you some time till you fall asleep, that would not be a hefsek. A hefsek is if you start speaking or you go eat, that would be a hefsek. Sivkotan dalet achar kriyashma. So we said in the Ramah that we do not eat, we do not drink, we do not speak after saying kriyashma lamita. Ve'im to'ev lishtos. O ledaber eze in yonochutz. If you are extremely thirsty, or you really want to say something, nirish shemutter. Says in the Shavura, it appears it would be mutter after kriyashma. But after you drink, after you speak, you should go back and repeat the Shema. Okay, however, in Kfar Omar Birchas Amapil, if you're ready to the Brach of Amapil, Yizar Bazeh, you should be careful about that. Kiyafsik bein Bracha Lashena. Because if you're going to drink, you're going to speak, that will be Hasik between the Bracha and the sleep. Now there's a very important note in the back of the Sefer, and that's note number 4, where he points out, B'dievidim Hifsik. It's a very common occurrence. A person said the bracha of Amapil, and now he spoke afterwards. So Chaim Knievsky says, "She'eino chozer umuvarach." You do not go back and say the bracha again. Kevan shedaver zet toli b'machlokes, because this is actually machlokes. Sheledas asovim shabracha nitkena al minhago shel olam mutter lafsik. It's a machlokes, and we'll see it shortly in the Be'alocha. Is the bracha of Amapil on my sleep that I am having right now? Or is the bracha of Amapil on the idea that people sleep? So if it's on my sleep, then it's a problem of a hefsek. But if it's on sleep in general, it's not going on my sleep in particular, therefore a hefsek wouldn't be a problem. Because of this suffix, says Rav Chaim Knievsky, if you are masik, which you should not do, but you would not repeat the bracha of Amapil. Continues the note, Umisha Tzarchu Nekov of Acharei Birchas Amapil. A person has to go to the Beis HaKisei after he said Amapil. Does he say Asher Yotzer? The Chazon Ish says Shelo Yevarach Asher Yotzer. He should not say Asher Yotzer. Meidach, on the other hand, the Shalosh Shivos Pnei Asode says that you say Asher Yotzer. V'chein Kasa B'Shalosh Shivos Es Orus B'Tshuva. One more point in the note, the last three lines of note number 4. V'im Yoshein Afilu Me'at Acharei Birchas Amapil. You said Amapil, you fell asleep, and then one of your kids woke you up. Are you allowed to talk now? So Chaim Knievsky says, Sheyochol ledaber acharkach. Once you slept, so your bracha was chal on your sleep, and now you woke up, you are allowed to speak. V'chein hora agon Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, as well, that you are allowed to speak. Let's finish the Bishabura and see an important bir halacha. Sifkatan hey. So Yishan Miyad, we said, you should say Kriya Shema Mita, have no other hefsek, you should go to sleep right away. The imtzarech l'shamish mitasel, a person is going to have beer with his wife, yirchatz atzmo me'ashich v'azera shelov, he should wash off any zera that is on him, v'yitol yodav, and he should wash his hands, v'yachagach yikra, and then he should say Kriya Shema. U'lefachos yomar birchas amapil u'shma achar atashmish, he should at the very least say the brach of amapil, and the Kriya Shema after having the Tashmish Hamita. That's where we will stop. In the Mishabura, I'd like to read the Bir Halacha, the only one on page 302. So we said in the Mechaber that you should say Kriya Shema. The Rama said, say the Kriya Shema Somach L'mitaso. Ayin Mishabura Mashagasadu B'Shem HaKnesses Agdola. He's the one that we just saw in Sifkot and Gimel that said that you should say Kriya Shema right away because you might fall asleep. Says the Bir Halacha, V'ayim b'chay adam shemitzadei lomer. Look in the chay adam who leans to say, da'afilu lohoya yochol achar kach klal lishon. You said a mapil and you just can't fall asleep. Gam kein ein habrachel avatala. The chay adam leans to say that if you can't fall asleep, it is not a brachel avatala. The al minhago shalom umvarech. Like we just want to note, you're not making the bracha on your sleep. You're making the bracha on sleep in general. So if you didn't fall asleep, nishkeferlach, it is not a bracha of atala. V'chein mashma b'chat teirutzu v'al-yirabah. It's also mashma in one answer of the yirabah, like that way as well. Says the Chavetz Chaim, la'aniyos daiti tzorich iyan b'zeh. So the Chavetz Chaim, in my humble opinion, it's not so pashit. Acharei de bracha zum mevarech al atzmo. Listen to the lashon of the bracha you're saying. It's a bracha about yourself. Hamapil chevle sheina al einai. You're talking about the sleep on your eyes. Al einai, on my eyes. Ukein shekosva asher tshuva b'simen ben vov. Le'inyan birchas hamavir sheina me'einai. Kesheinenu yashem balayla. If you didn't sleep that night, so he has a discussion. If you could say that bracha, because it's on your sleep. Here also, what do you mean it's not a bracha about tell us on sleep in general? It's on my sleep. I'm talking about my eyes. Ayin shem. So the Chavetz Chaim takes issues with the Chai Adam. It might not be in your control, but it's not so posh that it wouldn't be a bracha levatala. The Maisi, you said a bracha. It's on your sleep according to the lashon that you're saying, and you're not sleeping. So it would be, obviously by accident, but it would be, says the Chavetz Chaim, very likely a bracha levatala. The alko ponim niruli, at the very least it appears to me, says the Chavetz Chaim, the imistapik shema lo yuchal acha kachlishan. You're really not tired. You took a long nap in the afternoon. You're really not sure if you're going to fall asleep. Bevadai ain't kedai lechatchil levarich. So that's nafkamina. If you are tired, you made the bracha, you just can't fall asleep. So what are you going to do? What's nafkamina? It wasn't. What are you going to do? Bezat lechavetzai, nafkamina is going to be a person who's not really sure he's going to fall asleep. He slept for 3 hours in the afternoon. Usually he can't fall asleep at night. So then, zat lechavetzai, don't make the bracha, because then you're getting yourself involved with knowledge in a possible bracha levatala. So at least don't do that. Now the Mishabura, the Chavetz Chaim says an interesting suffix. Nisapakti. Zokta bi aloha, I have the following suffix. Gishmaka question. Imhu adayin kodem amud ha-shachar. It was a very late night. Amud ha-shachar is 4 a.m. So you're going to sleep now at 3:45 a.m. right before amud ha-shachar. You're ready to go to sleep, you want to see a mapil, but you're right before Amud HaShachar. Achu mishair, but you evaluate, sha'ad sheyishon, by the time you fall asleep, yalo Amud HaShachar. So right now, by the zman of the bracha, it's night. But you realize by the time you fall asleep, it's day. Iaz linan basar eis ha-bracha shu adayin laylo. Do we go by the time that you're making the bracha, and right now it's night? Or do we go after the sleep, which is going to end up being during the day? And on sleep during the day, there was no takon of saying a mapil. So do you say the bracha or not? Right now, you're going to be saying the words of the bracha at night, but you're not going to actually be sleeping until the day. That's the feeling that you have. What do? Kemosha kaswa poskim. That is the suffix of the Chavetz Chaim. Aval achar sha'ola amud ha-shachar. But if it's after alos already, lo mistapikli klal, then I have no doubt. Da af de'ike inchi degonu b'hi shaita ad ha-neitz achama. Even though it's true there are people that are still sleeping between alos ha-shachar and neitz, it is a zman that people are sleeping. V'adayin zman shchivu al pi hadchak. And it is called a Shah Shchiva, like we said, you can say Kriya Shema during that time. If you were an Ones, Mikomakom leinyan birchas hamapil nira da'avar zman. When it comes to hamapil, it looks like it's too late. Once amud hashachar came, even though you're before days, it seems like it will be too late. Why? Sharei einu yochol omer hashkivenu achar los hashachar. You can't talk about lying down like we saw by the bracha of hashkivenu. You can't say that bracha after los hashachar. The isha sham b'gemara. In the bracha of Amapil, we say Shetashkiveni l'shalom, and you can't say that I'm going to lie down. She'ein od zman shel tchila shkiva, ela sof shkiva kepirish Rashi sham. Even though Lagabe Kriyashma, we say after a los, if you were ones, you could say Kriyashma, it's considered a time of sleeping, but it's not a time of going to sleep. That's why we said you can't say the bracha of Ashkivenu, and that's why you also now, the Chavos Chaim is saying it's Pashit. If it's after a los, you cannot say the bracha of Hamapil, which talks about lying down to sleep. However, the Safik, the Chavos Chaim, which he leaves as a Safik, is if you're making the bracha right before a los, and you evaluate, you're going to fall asleep after a los, what is the bracha going on? Does it go on the Zman of the bracha, or does it go on the Zman of the sleep? The Zman of the sleep is too late. The Zman of the bracha is okay. That is the Safik of the Chavos Chaim. We will continue with Mitzvah Shem in the next year, and we will conclude Simon Reish Lamed Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.